You're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. KVNF DJ Joanna Calabrese attended the 15th annual Crestone Music Festival this month. Main acts included Tab Benoit and African artist Vu Farka Touré. Joanna caught up with festival organizer Tom Desane to talk about the history of the festival and his history with KVNF. Here's that interview.
Hey, Joanna here with Tom Stain, the organizer of the Crestone Music Festival.
Yo.
Here in beautiful Crestone, Colorado. And it's an absolutely perfect day.
It is.
Today. So, Tom, tell us a little about the festival and what it is. And
all right. Well, the festival began 15 years ago as a day in the park here for everybody to have fun. And we had a few regional bands show up. Jaka, which was a marimba band. And Walter Wolfman and the Roadmasters from New Orleans. And it was fun, but it was a lot of work, and the founders kind of ran screaming. And I ignorantly stepped in. I'm a musician and a sound man and a carpenter, and I played at festivals. I thought I could do a good one. And it seems to have worked, but boy, is it a lot of work, I'll tell you what. So for those in Paonia and surrounding area, I lived in Paonia for 5 years and was there when the radio station started. In fact, I can remember sitting around trying to figure out the letters that we were going to use. You know, KVNF, KFVN, and all these different things, and KVNF is what we stuck with.
Why did you choose KVNF?
Well, it just rolled off the tongue the best. You know, we had KOF, KOFM, KOFM. We're in the Coffin was almost there, but we went for KVNF, you know. So I was an original DJ at the station. Had 3 years I was a DJ. I got to DJ from 11 to 1 on Sundays and then from 12 to 3 on Sundays. So it was a lot of fun. And Jeff Reynolds, he and I went to college together, University of Texas in Austin. I moved up to Paonia. He came to visit me the next year. He moved up, so... So there you go. I'm responsible for getting Jeff there. And not that he didn't have a say, for sure, but it was just fun to have him come up, you know, a friend. And then just recently, Sally's my niece, and she's been the director for quite a while, just moved on. So I have a lot of family ties with KVNF. And
so what was it like planning this? Did it take you a year?
We start right after the festival. In fact, I booked a band yesterday, Shell.
Amazing.
And they were really good. So I've already booked them for next year. That's my first move for next year. But, you know, a lot of the grant writing takes 18 months, so you're always, everything is always preparing for the future. And it's quite an effort. We have 14 coordinators. Two of us work all year on it part-time, erratically, part-time. We've had... when I took over the second year, I went with Richie Havens as a headliner and turned it into a two-day, two-stage. And I wanted to go multi-genre. It just drives me nuts to go to these festivals and it's the same old groups over and over and it's the same genre over and over. And I guess it's safer, but, boy, I didn't want to do that. My tastes in music are all over the place. For instance, this afternoon we've had a drum and dance troupe from Ghana. Right now we have a Cuban band on stage. Next will be a marimba band from Zimbabwe, and we ended up with Vu Farka Touré from Mali. So, very interesting, and the whole weekend is like that, just on purpose. I don't believe there's a clash between any genre. I will put the blues right after bluegrass. I will put the Celtic right after the Cuban. You know, so
I just like. What effect do you think that's had on who comes and
well, we certainly get a variety of people. Actually, we get 60% of our crowd comes from out of area. So we do get a lot of the Front Range in northern New Mexico and the West Slope. We only have 1,200 people here in Crestone. We couldn't do this if it was just a local thing. The county that we're in is the poorest county in the state, I believe, still, at least, is always within one or two of being the poorest. There's no stoplight in the county. It's bigger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined. I mean, it's huge. It's still classified frontier, less than 2 people per square mile. So this is what you would call a very underserved area. in the performing arts, any type. So we started out doing the festival, and after 3 years, I decided to not own it anymore. We became a nonprofit and made it more of a community property sort of thing. Community is really bought in. We have like 85% of the community is here in one form or another, as a vendor, as an attendee, as a musician, as a volunteer, as a worker, all those sort of things. And we're very consistent in underpaying everybody. And so everybody's in the same boat, half full of water, you know. And we've had over 21 acts in those 11 years. Everything from Cuban to Celtic to steel drums to falconeers, a portable planetarium, a robotics troupe, flamenco music, on and on. And Red Bandana, which is the teen girl band. Just anything that, you know, if it's educational or culturally significant, we do it.
One of the most surprising acts at the Crestone Music Festival was Red Bandana, a girl band of four best friends, teenage girls, who came together at a sleepover a few years ago and had the idea of starting a band, all very experienced musicians that were ready to take it to the stage. Let's hear one from them. This one's called FYI.
We'll be right back. Let's hear it again for Red Bandana. These girls are 13 and 14 years old. They've been playing together for 3.5 years.
Joanna here at the Custom Music Festival, and we're about to hear from Vu Farka Touré, son of legendary African blues musician Ali Farka Touré. And here he is.
So it's not bad things, okay?
Thank you.
Joanna here for KVNF. And I'm with Enrique, who just participated in the pie eating contest here with about, what would you say, like 20 other...
20 other individuals.
Like, people, like little ones between the age of...
I was admittedly one of the taller ones in the group. I won't
so
say
how
older.
Was it?
It was life-changing. It was life-changing.
Wow.
Yeah, it
how
was...
would you say it changed your life?
It gave me a stomach ache. Yeah, it was a stomach ache that's not going away anytime soon. And it's made me a stronger person. It's been a real experience.
Thanks, Enrique. This is Joanna Calabrese reporting from the Crestone Music Festival in Crestone, Colorado. Vu Farcatore just put out a new album this year, Mon Pays. And let's hear one from his new album. This one is Kele Magni.
That was Vu Farcatouré, and you've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF with DJ Joanna Calabrese covering the 2013 Crestone Music Festival. You can catch some live music this evening in Paonia Town Park. The Afrobeat band Atomga will be playing. We'll be broadcasting their show starting tonight at 7 p.m. Tune in to KVNF Live tonight. We're going to go out with a song from Atomga. This one's called Boneyard.
To the bone.